Peter Arfanas. Did I pronounce?
Arfanas.
Thank you.
Very close.
Hello, Darryl, from Carroll County.
There you are.
Good evening, ladies. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, may I say how grateful we are to these groups for the fantastic work that they're doing. That's the cutting edge of change in our society, so thank you for your great work. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of fixing to do in Mississauga due to past mistakes and lack of vision. However, these challenges are masked opportunities for an exciting and bold leadership that I can offer you. First of all, complete communities plan to meet human needs and alleviate poverty. That's how it's done, flow hacking for people. Convenient rapid transit, free to young people and seniors on empty buses right now. I will accelerate the 20-year bicycle program lane, bicycle lane program to 5 years. We cannot wait. Gridlock is wasting its time, money, destroys our health. A greener, healthier, and more beautiful Mississauga, restoring our credit River Valley back to nature, making it entirely accessible to all the people. Oakville has 36% natural areas. We have 7% Mississauga. That's pathetic. We're at the bottom. A united council through mutual respect and consensus. It's a mayor's role as a team leader to promote unity. I am a proven leader. Trust by exemplifying the highest ethical standards. Popularity must never trump integrity and accountability. A prosperous green economy to create more jobs in Mississauga. That's the future for jobs. And also, online and mail-in voting to increase participation, especially by youth and seniors. Intelligent fiscal management to achieve a balanced budget and a better quality of life. We are heading on a deficit by 2014 because the money is going down. We have it all, beautiful Lake Ontario, the scenic Credit River, an international airport, the best citizens in Canada. But friends, we need the 83% who don't vote to come out and vote. 17% does not constitute the will of the people. So together, 21st century, let's go forward and make Mississauga the best city in the world. Thank you.
Thank you for a great vision. I'll now call on Charlie Cornier from the Brampton Mississauga District Labour Council. I'll ask you one of their questions.
Okay, do you believe in a living wage? How will you work towards achieving a decent level of wages that will support families in our community?
First of all, I think fairness and support is at the base of everything that we do. Living wage, all that is a standard of wage that alleviates a lot of problems. If you don't have a living wage, you're going to make that up in other ways. You're going to make it up taxes, supporting people. So a living wage is a security for society that people can have a proper level of living. Second of all, we're all brothers in the society. We don't want to see anybody else suffering. We don't want to see countries in Europe, countries in Africa and so forth suffering. We're brothers in this world. And unless we take care of each other, and have a living wage that's fair for everybody, then we are poorer for it ourselves. So the bottom line is, we must help each other, and living wage is a fair, equitable, even type of platform for everybody. We can afford it one way, because if you don't pay a living wage, you're going to pay for it in another way. In terms of securing wages, I think industry and business can be very, very instrumental in this, especially unions. Negotiating these living wages with corporations and so forth. Right now, corporations are getting away with murder in the $25 million excesses and handshake, golden handshakes and so forth. If we took 1% of that, we could have living wages guaranteed. It's not equitable right now. And we have to redress that and make sure that there's fairness across the board. So we are brothers in society. Let's take care of each other. It's a matter of principle. Thank you.